Okay, I think it's good. Oh, look, the cute Merry Christmas sign in the background. Oh, my chair's blocking it. Ah, hold on. There we go. There we go. You guys can see it now, sort of. Microphone in the way. That's cute. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Nina's Network here on my podcast series. So, as you can see, I'm back in the studio. Or as some of you cannot see, I am back in the studio, if you didn't know. It's good to be back. It doesn't never really matters. You guys are here to listen to my voice, so it doesn't matter how the visuals look, to be honest. Which also, for the people who can see the visuals, my face does look a little rough, but that actually has something to do with today's topic. I kind of want to talk about tradition today because I think we are very set in our ways, and with Christmas coming up and with New Year's, I think it's time to finally instill some changes of boundaries. I don't think we need to be focused on doing one thing the same every single time. So I kind of want to talk about that. But before we get started, I do want to say next week is my last week here recording in the studio, and I'm really sad about that because I really love it here. So my visuals are going to change for the people who are keeping up to date on the YouTube podcast series. But I mean, the quality will still be the same. Although, like I said, we're talking about tradition today. So, the podcast might change a little bit. I think I'm going to start talking about some more personal topics. A lot of people are interested in some of the things that I do in my personal life. I know I don't talk about it too much here on this podcast, but my life is kind of interesting. It is quite a predicament. And if you didn't know, I'm also in another side podcast group called Die Tie Radio, which shout out to them. Awesome, great group. I definitely recommend you check out that group. I'll leave the link in the description for their YouTube channel. But I'm on there almost once every 2 weeks, I want to say. We just talk about some fun topics more related to music. So be sure to look into that. But yes, in regards to tradition, I will be changing up my podcast a little bit, making it a little more personal, bringing on people who are a little more closely related to my personal life. Some topics on there I will be having secret podcasts only, meaning that you'll have to pay for those because they are going to be things that I typically don't want to be shared, if that makes sense. So if you really, really want to see them, then you better cough it up. Although I'm only going to make them like $1 or something. I don't make that much from this podcast anyway. So whatever your thoughts might have been about this podcast series, forget them. But yeah, that being said, I will be touching on mental health a little bit in the new year, so don't think it's going to be completely gone. I just want to try to make this more exciting, make it a little more lively. And with so much happening in these last few years, I want to bring up some new things about mental health that relate a little more closely to things that you guys want to see. And if there is specific topic, I have a couple weeks to the new year, so please let me know. Now, after 3 minutes of me rambling, let's talk about what we are actually talking about today. Let's get started. So today we are talking about tradition. Now, speaking of tradition, I broke tradition a little bit last week. I recorded in my bedroom because I was super sick, but as you guys can tell, my voice is back moving. We're still in the last little processes of like getting out that little bit of mucus here and there, but for the most part, yeah, my voice sounds decent, I want to say. I still am not in the mood to put on like makeup or even make my hair look decent. So I'm still, we're going. We're just doing our best, trying to get through every day. Yeah, that's been my life. But when it comes to tradition, I've been starting to realize that tradition is so self-rooted. Think about it. When we think of holiday traditions we do every year, we do them because we want to do them, but sometimes we grow up into a tradition that we generally didn't pick for ourselves. It's something our family chose for us, and we just are doing it to keep the family tradition going. That being said, I don't think there's anything wrong with breaking the family tradition here and there, especially if it's something you want to change, something different, something you don't really feel inclined to keep doing. it's kind of like when you're young and your family brings you to church, knowing, trying to, you know, distill religion onto you when you're young. But when you're young, you really don't have a sort of idea of what you think God or any sort of higher being might be when you're younger. But your family's hoping that you will continue the tradition and keep following faith. But as you get older, you start breaking that tradition yourself. You decide whether you want to go to church. You decide if you want this to be part of your life. Some people stay with the tradition. Some people don't. Really just depends on how you grew up and what you believe in. But in regards to things coming up in the wintertime, people need to start thinking about whether this tradition is still valuable. What is the point of keeping a tradition around if there's no point in having a tradition? For instance, my family every year likes to do a New Year's vacation. And when we were younger and we didn't have friends or other people in our lives that we were going out, like boyfriends and whatnot, we always went with our family for vacation. It was like, why not? You get a vacation as a child. We always went to crazy places too. We went to go to New Year. Did we go to Disney World one year? We go to Kalahari pretty much very frequently. All kinds of stuff. But I remember one year I was just so like, I this sounds like such a privileged thing to say, but I was sick and tired of vacations. I really was. It just felt like we were going so many places, knowing good and well me and my sister just preferred to spend time with our family, which we could do at home as opposed to going out somewhere. So we started spending our New Year's actually at home, which saved them money and saved me and my sister the effort of having to pack a bag. And I know what you're saying, wow, you're so ungrateful, you didn't want to go to a vacation. It really wasn't about the vacation for me and my sister. We just wanted to spend New Year's with the people we were close to, and it's hard to do that when you're far away. But is a tradition still valuable if it means nothing to you? So if you have that tradition that you do all the time, whether that be with your boyfriend or girlfriend, your friends, your family, what's the point in having it if it means nothing to you? When I think of tradition, determine the value of doing that tradition and whether it really means something. Now, another thing is, I know we've talked about change in the past, but remember that when you change something, it's not really attacking what is already set in stone. It's mainly just trying to make it better or doing things differently for yourself. Like, I know I've talked about this many times about, you know, change is a good thing, why we should participate in change, this and that. And I'm also a really stubborn person. I really don't like change, but I have to push myself to do things that I'm not really used to doing, which is stuff I really want to talk about in my upcoming personal podcast, which I cannot talk about on these ones. We're supposed to talk about good stuff, but I have so many stories. Oh my gosh. Anyways, you're not supposed to be, we're not here to attack the past. We're here to make the past better. So don't feel that when you let your family member know you don't want to be there for New Year's this year, or you don't want to, I don't know, pin the tail on the donkey like you do for your birthday every year. I don't know. It's not that you don't like it, and maybe sometimes you don't, but it's not supposed to be an attack. It's supposed to be a change for the better, to make this new tradition something you might be able to create and change into a better tradition to move forward. So try not to think of it as being a bad thing. And I'm not saying to change tradition either. I'm saying to think about that tradition and the value behind it, and whether you want to keep doing it, and what's the harm in trying something new. Sorry, I'm trying to just wait for that background noise. Another thing that comes with tradition is some people follow tradition blindly. Now, it's weird to say, but if you don't know me on social media, I have an infatuation with the Playboy industry. It's just something about it. I love everything about it, and my dream is to, like, work for their company one day. Granted, I don't know if I ever will, because I'm just not that popular, but help me, guys. I want to work for Playboy. Before I started really researching about Playboy and what it means, there was a lot of stigma around the Playboy brand because of how a lot of the models were being treated working in the house and what was happening in the mansion at some of these parties. And Playboy itself is almost like a cult. why a lot of companies are almost like a cult. So it's kind of like when you follow a tradition blindly, realize why you're following the tradition first, and making sure that it's something you really do want to follow. Granted, I know all the history about Playboy now, and it doesn't make me love it any less. It's also putting your own value behind something. For instance, Playboy to me isn't about the bad. It's about the empowerment of being able to be nude and photograph that in a way that is almost as beautiful as art. I want to do that. I think that's... No one will ever stand my visions. But it's putting your own value behind a tradition is what makes that tradition wonderful and beautiful. And I think that's why we do things like routines. We do things every day because we have our own values behind them. We choose what we want to wear, how we do our hair, how we just live life. For instance, like today, I decided not to wear makeup for this podcast. And I realized I was starting to learn that I didn't love myself as much without the makeup on. And I think I need to start falling into a tradition of once in a while not wearing makeup for podcasts, because, I mean, granted, my face looks a little rough because I haven't been using my face wash, right? But it's also that don't fall into bad traditions. Find traditions that you will really like. I lost what I was talking about, but that's okay. Really, I just wanted to wrap up anyway. I think we're about at 10 minutes anyway, and I've been making these podcasts a little longer. I'm sorry about that, but low-key, not mad about it. Yeah, like I said, Christmas is around the corner. Find value in your traditions. Do things that you think is worth doing. Like, I think changing the process of this podcast is a tradition I'm going to break, because I know I can only get better with this series if I keep changing things, making differences, and trying out new styles, because nothing's going to stay the same forever. The world isn't even going to probably last another 20 years, let alone me trying to keep this podcast this exact same way for another 20 years. So I want to keep making it better. And I think you guys should do the same with yourselves, your lives, your routines. If you aren't happy with something, change it. If you don't like the way you've been brought up, the way you've been doing things for so long, do it for you. Do things that you think is going to make a difference growing as you continue out your process of adulthood or mid-adulthood, to make those better decisions for yourself. But with that being said, I'm going to just wrap up here. I kind of lost my place somewhere down the line. Apologize about that. And I got to keep recovering and getting better, because I know I'm still on the cusp. It's like right between the I might die and I could go back to sleep factor. I don't know. Overall, guys, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Next week is our last time in the studio, so please be here. Maybe I'll even do a live session for my last time in the studio. So if you guys want to see that, please let me know. That, never even thought about that. But now, I really think I might. I gotta remember that. Okay. Well, overall, have a great one, guys. I'll see you guys in my next podcast. Be sure to give this a like, a comment, and a subscribe if you guys like this podcast today. And I will see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.